People, when they get old, complain that they get sore in their
elbow.
Any place where two bones meet.
Joints, yeah.
Okay. And upper part of a man's body.
Chest.
And he's out broad.
Yeah, shoulders, uh-huh.
Okay. And that's my right.
Foot.
Okay. What about this part right here?
That's your shins.
Okay.
Back of that's a calf, I guess, right?
What about this part right here?
What's your thigh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Say if a kid was going to try to scare me, like get behind the couch and jump up and scare me, you'd say he had to do what to conceal himself?
Hide.
Or...
you know, slump down.
Yeah.
Yeah, scoot down. Yeah. Squat down, I guess, maybe.
Right.
According to how it was.
You ever heard anybody say hunker down?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Hunker down, though, is kind of like if you was getting down on the ground, you know, just hunkering down, you know, not really putting your feet down. You just squat down, and you're, you know, like whittling, talking, chewing tobacco, you know, with the old men. You know, you hunker down, you know.
Kind of like a catcher.
Yeah, yeah, catcher hunkers down. You know, he keeps... actually, he's still on both feet, but he just got his tail hanging down to about his ankles, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, that's a hunker.
Well, have you ever heard this part called the hunkers?
No. That's your laurels, ain't it? We was talking about laurels a while ago, right?
Or haunches.
Yeah, haunches, I've heard that, you know, back on his haunches.
Okay.
Yeah.
This expression, if somebody's been sick, you might say, well, so-and-so is up and about, but he still looks a little bit...
looks a little bit pale, feeling poor. Puny. You know, looks a little bit puny.
Now, a man who's able to lift heavy weights, you say he's very...
stout, strong.
What about a man who always goes around, you usually got a smile on his face, something nice to say about people, you say he's mighty...
friendly, cordial.
Good nature?
Yeah, good nature. Light-hearted.
A boy, when he reaches a certain age, sometimes goes around bumping into things, tripping over his own feet.
Mm-hmm. Clumsy.
Yeah. Okay. What about a
lanky person? Sometimes, you know, has to do with...
right. What about a person who just does things that don't make any sense? You say he's just a plain...
idiot. Dummy.
Okay.
Dumbbell.
What about fool, right? Just plain fool.
Nah. Fool has to do more with your decisions, I think, you know. You know, you decide to go down this road doing 150 mile an hour knowing that, you know, there's tractors mowing the side out there, then you're a fool.
Is that were you ever taught that that was a...
you do not say fool.
Yeah.
You do not say fool. Right. The Bible says you'll go to hell for saying fool. If you call your brother a fool, not necessarily meaning your blood brother, but,
right,
you know. Yeah, what did I think that means, you know, you're putting yourself in the seat of judgment, saying, hey, you know, I'm big chief, and you a fool, you know. And I think that's what's basically it. I don't... my kids say that, and I thump their head, and I can put the thump on them.
Right. That's
how I
put a
ring. Mm. I just do it with my finger.
Oh, okay.
Kind of rattle their brain a little bit.
Right.
The wife don't like that, but it works.
What about a man who has a lot of money, but he likes to hang on to it? You say he's a...
miser.
Right.
Tightwad.
Okay.
Stingy.
Say if I said this, talking about somebody, oh, so-and-so is just as common as he can be.
Mm-hmm.
What would you take that to mean?
Well, just a regular fellow. I mean, you know, he just like everybody else, John Q. Public. Just, you know, regular guy.
Would you ever take that to be some derogatory? Like I was talking about a girl, she's as common as she can be?
No, I would think of homely in that sense. I wouldn't think of common property or nothing like that, you know.
Yeah. Huh. Okay.
Common whore, now, that would be something different, you know.
Say a person, an elderly person, maybe in his 90s, but still able to take care of himself. Say, well, I don't care how old he is, he's still mighty.
Feisty, peart, spunky. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Say if the children are out later than usual, a woman might say something like, well, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I just can't help feeling a little
worried. Mm-hmm.
Or you wouldn't say she felt easy about it.
No, she kind of feels uneasy, yeah.